The living word. The Father who sent me has instructed me as to what I should tell you. I know that his words lead to everlasting life. So whatever he tells me to say, I say. These words that I speak are not my own, but come from the Father who has sent me. They that hear the words that I speak and believe in him who has sent me will have everlasting life. They will not be condemned, but will pass from death to life. Listen, the hour is coming, and has already come, when even the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and whoever hears his voice shall live. You search the ancient prophetic writings, because you are seeking the path to eternal life. The prophets themselves testify clearly of me, and yet you hesitate to come to me, that you might find new life. Though not appearing to you personally, or speaking to you audibly, the Father has borne witness of me. By refusing to believe in me, the one sent to you by my Father, you close your ears from hearing the very voice of God. How is it that some of you say, regarding the one whom the Father has set apart as his very own and sent into the world, he commits blasphemy because he says he is the Son of God? I tell you now, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one can recognize the Father except by my introduction. Only the breath of God gives life. Your earthly body grows old and will eventually fail, but the words that I speak to you are filled with God's breath and are life. I do not pass judgment on those who hear these words and do not believe, for I have not come to judge the world, but to rescue it. Be warned, those that reject my words will be held accountable. The truth that I have spoken will stand as their judge on the last day. Surely the heavens above you and the earth beneath your feet will one day pass away, but the words that I speak will never pass away.